broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
He started throwing things.
He threw a lamp.
He threw a lamp. That was the first thing.
Christmas Day bomber. RTSA personnel.
I've been waiting months, years for it to come.
I wish you well.
I likened it to being raped.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where we take you through the looking glass and beyond and go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, man. This is where all the chump change stops and where the entertainment begins. I think that's laying it on a little thick. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and of course our online presence is philhendryshow.com, where you can go and get live streaming video of our show right now, as well as live streaming audio of our show, as well as all of our archives, thousands of hours of archived classic Phil Hendry Show material, and we have classic Phil podcasts, and we have our daily podcasts. Now the classic Phils are free, and they are available on our website, and we just put a new one up today. Entitled, Bin Laden's Gonna Kick Your Ass. Maybe we'll roll it out for you on the show here next hour. What do you think? I think we will. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to get on Art Griego here and talk a little bit about the TSA situation vis-a-vis the pat-downs. And as you probably know, this has become quite the controversy. The TSA has decided that there's going to be pat-downs and there's going to be body scans, and that's just kind of the way it's going to be. And Art is a former commercial pilot who's been involved in, you know, commercial flying. And I guess this week, Art, they said that the pilots don't have to go through it.
Well, that makes sense. You've got aircraft that have got to get off the ground. You've got schedules to meet, and I don't know if you are aware of this, but the FAA keeps track of all of the hours delayed on the ground every year, and so it can add up, and that's money. Now, what we are trying to do, and what the TSA is trying to do, and I understand they're doing a very good job, Phil, is keep Americans safe from terrorists. And I think they are representing themselves very, very well.
Well, you know that they have been the targets of some incredible controversy about these pat-downs. And not to mention the body scans. People are afraid of the excessive, I don't know, radiation.
Well, look, let's talk about, first of all, the good job they're doing. They're doing a great job. Americans have been safe flying since 9/11, thanks to the TSA, and thanks certainly to the work that has been done by the security infrastructure of the country and also by the TSA. But the people who represent the Transportation Safety Administration, I know what the criticism has been, and I think it's criticism that simply looks to unfairly target the TSA.
Well, the criticism is that their pat-downs are invasive. They don't want to do the body scans because of the alleged radiation, whatever that is. I don't know. And I know one thing, that when something new is introduced in this country, the initial information on that new thing is generally wrong.
You said a mouthful there, Phil.
But that's what I'm talking about with the body scans. Now, let's talk about the pat-downs. You're saying that the pat-downs are being done well. The president here, the White House, said on Monday that defended the use of body scanners and aggressive pat-downs to screen air travelers as necessary against current terror threats. Yet even as it stood by the new policies, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said the Obama administration constantly is reevaluating security techniques, saying that they have to evolve. So what is it?
Well, look, my stand is, and I think every pilot's stand and anyone who's involved in securing me, the skies of America, is that the TSA is doing a great job in the face of great adversity.
What adversity?
Well, the adversity is that they are being accused of these invasive pat-downs. The fact is, if you talk to the TSA, and I don't think any of these passengers ever really have, these TSA people, they don't like doing these pat-downs any more than people like having them done. there seems to be a thought process among travelers that the TSA doing these pat-downs is they want to be invasive. I have talked to members of the TSA who do the pat-downs, and they are quite frankly repelled by them. They don't like doing them. They don't like putting their hands, and they have to. These are procedures that they have to follow, and yet they are forced to put their hands on people's bodies that they are, what's the word? They're revolted by it.
And so the TSA in doing the pat-downs are revolted.
They are revolted by having to touch some of these people. When you say some of these people, you know, about 99% of the human race, Playboy models, they're not. You know, Chippendales dancers, they're not. So these poor kids and young people who work for the TSA would much rather people go through the scanners, even though that is also technically harassment.
What do you mean harassment? See, what people have said is that the pat-downs are passengers are saying that the pat-downs are harassment.
No, the pat-downs are harassment against the TSA, and let me explain why. Human beings that are going through these pat-down procedures and these scanner procedures know full well that they are not the best-looking people in the world. They know that they're not the most attractive. They know that they are not the most pleasant to look at. And yet, that's what they, that's the condition they keep themselves in, knowing full well they're going to be going through a pat-down that a TSA agent is going to have to endure. And if it isn't that, it's a body scan. And then the TSA agents are forced to look at these individuals in an X-ray kind of an image, looking at their bodies, in which is revolting as well. I don't think anybody has stopped to consider the assault on TSA agents. The media focuses on the passengers, but we're talking about thousands and thousands of TSA agents who are victimized here, far worse. And I will tell you this, Phil.
Well, I haven't. That's a new point of view.
Well, no, it isn't a new point. If you talk to a TSA agent, you understand. Yeah, but most people only think about themselves. And when we're talking about air travelers, I've dealt with them my whole career. God bless them. We love our customers. But let's face it, they know it as well as I do. There's only one thing they think about, and that's themselves. They don't care if the pilot's sick. They don't care if the flight attendant is feeling well that day. They don't care about the TSA agent. They sure don't care about him or her. And they will go ahead and put themselves into a security line with bodies that are disgusting, okay, with naked, this isn't any bargain to look at them. And that's what a TSA, one after the other, all day long.
I have not heard any TSA agents complaining about this.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because they're professionals. Because they know that this is what has to be done. And they also know something else. You know, in many cases, passengers are choosing to get a pat-down because they know the TSA agent hates it. And passengers have long had a problem with the TSA. And they have long wanted to get back at the TSA for delaying their air travel. And how better to get back at them than to this National Opt-Out Day?
Well, all right, now hold on. National Opt-Out Day is to force the pat-downs to show how time-consuming and how invasive they are.
No, it's to force the TSA agents to endure patting down one after the other of these very unpleasant-looking and unpleasant-looking and unpleasant-feeling and unpleasant-smelling passengers. One after the other, these poor young flight attendants, these poor young TSA agents have got to touch some... You can well imagine, Phil. And the whole reason for the opt-out day is to humiliate and get revenge on TSA agents. It's got nothing to do with passengers angry over the policies.
The National Opt-Out Day is a day in which people have said, we're gonna opt out of getting a body scan. We're going to go for pat-downs because we want to show how invasive it is.
No, that's what they're telling the press. But I am telling you that, of course they're telling the press that. They want to be seen as victims. When in point of fact, they're going to get back at the TSA agents by making them touch their disgusting bodies. I don't know how they do it.
I've never heard that.
I don't know how any TSA agent goes one after the other of having to pat down and put your hand and pat and touch these fat, or perhaps they have scabs on their skin. Oh God.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. The body scanners and the pat-downs, which is it? In the one case, the body scanner is radiation. In the other case, or in the minds of some people, it's excessive. The other case, it is the what they think is the invasive touching of TSA agents. Art Griego on the line with us telling us that it is equally abhorrent and revolting, if not more so, for the TSA agent to have to touch one after the other of passengers who have these revolting fat bodies and God knows what other maladies. And it sounded a little dramatic there, Art.
What did?
Well, the whole, you know, skin scab thing.
Well, I don't know. But if you were having to put your hands on someone over and over again, and then you're touching somebody who's got a smallpox, or...
Well, how likely is that?
Phil, how likely was it that someone was going to fly a plane into a building. How likely was that? And now you're forcing a TSA agent to pat down and touch the skin of someone who's got scabies or ringworm, and the passengers are complaining? Genital warts?
Well, they're not getting their hands in there.
They have to check for explosives. I think the TSA agents are being put at risk, and I think it's the passengers that owe them an apology.
Well, I don't know whether or not the beef that that passengers have is with the particular TSA agent. It's with the TSA, but you're saying, I guess, it's the TSA agent who's getting punished. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. What about that other side to the argument? What about the fact that while passengers may consider the pat-down to be invasive, it is the TSA agent that is suffering, having to touch, put their hands on, and otherwise pat down people who are not the most attractive, who may be, in point of fact, revolting, who might be with every kind of skin disease, or looking at body scans of fat, unappealing, disgusting passengers. That is the point of view here of Art Griego. And he says of a lot of TSA agents, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And we're on here with Art Griego, a former commercial pilot, and Art is now a retired commercial pilot, but nonetheless, he's a guy who is, you know, who knows the ins and the outs of the airline industry. Today, it was the president reacting, and Robert Gibb, who is the press secretary, reacting to the so-called aggressive pat-downs of the TSA. Over the weekend, at a NATO summit speech, Obama defended the new security techniques.
In the aftermath of the Christmas Day bombing, our TSA personnel are properly under enormous pressure to make sure that you don't have somebody slipping on a plane with some sort of explosive device on their persons. And since the explosive device that was on Mr. Abdulmutallab was not detected by ordinary metal detectors, it has meant that TSA has had to try to adapt to make sure that passengers on planes are safe.
Art?
Well, I mean, he's right. The president is absolutely right. And to complain about the pat-down procedures as being invasive is, first of all, I don't think, to be honest with you, Phil, I don't think it's patriotic. But secondly, it is selfish because it doesn't take into consideration the feelings of the TSA agents who have to perform the pat-down. See, everyone thinks that it's an absolute pleasure for someone to pat them down. I can tell you, having formerly been in security, it's not. Especially if you're patting down some hag or...
Well, let's not go characterizing people, you know.
Well, I'm telling you, if you're going to pat somebody down, if it is something that is required, if you do that kind of security job, I remember thinking I would appreciate it if I could pat down. And again, you have to be very careful how you read what I'm about to say, because I was very professional.
Well, what kind of security did you do?
Well, I used to do security for smaller airports. I had my own security company. We did air security as well as chartering my aircraft after I retired. And you do pat downs. And you have to understand what I'm about to say. I'm not saying that I only picked people who were appealing to look at to pat down. I am simply saying that you felt good and you felt lucky and you felt blessed, and you could put it any way you want, when you were able to pat down someone. And if, you know, in my case, yes, it's going to be a woman. It's not. I'm not gay. I don't have anything against gays. But I felt that I was blessed to be able to pat down a woman who was, how would you say this, put together.
All right, well, okay, I don't know why you brought that up.
I'm bringing it up to tell you that as anyone who has to frisk or pat someone down for a living, all right, I'm trying to tell you, if you listen to me, please, because I find that people are not smart enough.
And I'm listening to you.
All right. You'd be surprised at how many people are just, they just don't get this. In order for me to enjoy my job as a security agent for TSA, it is not going to be helpful for me to have to pat down individuals with excess body fat so that when I do try to put my hand into the crotch area, I have to negotiate fat and folds of fat.
Oh, God.
Yes, yes, exactly. Or someone that is so thin that you are feeling bone and any subcutaneous tumors they may have, and the odor that is on your hand after two frisks. That's all it takes, two pat downs, and you have hands that smell almost as if you would just shove them in on purpose into steer manure.
Yeah. Oh, God almighty.
Right. Now, where does anyone get the idea that that's something the TSA gets their kicks doing? And so I think the president was absolutely right. But there's a great disservice going to be done on Wednesday, Phil.
Let's talk about this National Opt-Out Day. These are people that are going to, on purpose, opt out of the body scan.
Can I say something about the body scan?
Well, hold on. There are people that, yes, you can, but they're going to purposefully opt out of the body scan and go and get a pat-down. To, I guess, show that this is invasive and everyone's going to complain.
Yeah, and the TSA will complain. The TSA agents will say at the end of that day, I don't know how many people will have are quitting, that was a day in which it was probably the most nauseating day that they ever spent. Now, can I say something about body scans?
Go ahead.
The same difference with body scans. When you are a TSA agent and you're forced to look at bodies passing through a scanner that you can see through the imaging on the scanner, the body form of these individuals, and it can be a very traumatic, jarring, and damaging, injurious experience psychologically.
And what, looking at what? People, I don't know what you see with a scanner.
Well, you see the physical body outline. You see the person naked. But it can be extremely injurious. It can be extremely, I don't know how to put it, it's traumatic. And so they think that that's some kind of a great shake. So everybody thinks the TSA is getting a break, and they're not.
All right, joining us is Art Griego as we talk here on the Phil Hendry Show about these TSA procedures.
And wait, one more thing, though. We have a hard time holding on to quality TSA agents, and the National Opt-Out Day is going to cause us to lose a lot of them.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Are you planning, any of you guys listening, planning on this national opt-out? Are you going to not get a scan? Are you going to go for the pat-down? Is it? I personally think that it's going to be a bust. I don't think people are going to be participating because I don't think anyone wants to stand there and hold up the passengers behind them to make some political point that their local talk show host told them to make. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We got Art Griego on the line with us as we talk about these pat-down procedures that have garnered so much disdain among air travelers. Now, there were two procedures. One is the scan, and one is pat-down. One is more than just a metal detector. This is an X-ray machine, right?
Yeah, well, it's a body scanner.
Okay, and people have issues with that.
Right, and the TSA has issues with it.
Oh, no, you're not saying that officially the TSA has issues.
No, I'm saying that for TSA agents, the TSA is not going to come out and officially make any claims because the TSA is going to stand by, its professional point of view, which is this is necessary. But the TSA agents find it revolting to have to look at all of these slobs. I say slob. Let me just use the language that they've used with me in the different interviews that I've done.
And well, you're doing interviews how?
I'm doing informal Q&As with TSA agents. And they have said to me that looking at a scanner with these slobs, as they put it, is enough to make you want to throw up. They say that having to do pat-downs of some of these I'm reading from notes, scarecrows, pigs, hogs, they use all of these beasts, is enough to make you want to throw up. And so they don't want to do the pat-downs any more than the people like them. Now, the problem we've got here, Phil, is that this is a revenge act that has nothing to do with being patted down. And
in what way? You mentioned earlier in the show that the public, the people that are going to be involved in this national opt-out, or whoever, you know.
I agree with you. I don't know how many people are going to do this national opt-out, but I'm telling you, the public, this is revenge for something that's a lot more.
All right. Well, you were saying at the beginning of the show that the public has never liked the TSA.
No, they never have. They blame the TSA for their perfume getting thrown away, for their lighter bedding getting taken away. They blame the TSA for perhaps lost air hours in travel because of the enhanced security. They blame the TSA for having to take their shoes off. They blame the TSA for all of these things. And when the pat-downs came along, this was finally the opening that most of the people in the air travel community saw, that they could go and complain that they're being sexually harassed. And there is nothing more explosive than calling someone a pervert, calling somebody a molester, telling somebody that they got their freak is getting a job at the TSA and then sticking your hand up there, you know what. This revenge by the American passenger is going to hurt our national security because a lot of great TSA agents, Phil, are going to quit. Do we want another 9/11? How about you stop hating the TSA and perhaps lose a little weight, take a shower?
All right, well, you're claiming now, and this is a complete reversal of anything that I've ever heard, that the TSA is in point of fact the victim and that the public smells and they are too fat and they've decided to, inflict their ugly bodies on the TSA,
Well, you're laughing, Phil.
Well, what, how... let me ask you something. I believe you when you say that the TSA, people don't like the TSA. They're there, and so they're the ones that you're going to dislike.
Oh, but hold on. Let me ask you a question. How do you grab someone? How do you give somebody a pat down when they weigh 400 pounds or they smell like a barnyard? How do you do that? How do you even go near someone like that? And then you got to look at it on a body scanner. So this is...
Yeah, but you're saying that this was a completely, orchestrated move.
It's not orchestrated.
But you're saying that the public has had it in for years for the TSA, and now they finally, you use the word, now they've seen their opening.
Well, I think there becomes a zeitgeist of some kind. I think what happens is people, in an unconscious way, bring together their line of thinking on something, and they say, independent of each other, now I see my opening. I've been looking and looking and biding my time. How do I get back at this guy that has made me take my shoes off? How do I do it? I've been biding my time. Now I see my opening. Okay? I can opt out, and I can make him touch my fat ass.
And okay, I find that really hard to believe, man.
What does that mean, you find it hard? I find that hard to believe you make that statement.
I find it hard to believe. You waiting, looking for his opening?
Yes. Have you ever played football?
Yes, I played football.
All right, what does a running back do when he hits the line? He's looking for...
No, but I'm not talking about...
No, I'm telling you that the average American passenger, like a running back hitting the line on a rushing play, is looking for that. Where is it? Where's the block? Here it is. Bang. And you remember what they used to say about Walter Payton or Gale Sayers? I forget. 6 inches of daylight. 6 inches of daylight. Give me 6 inches of daylight, I'm through. And that's what the average passenger was looking for. He found it. The pat down, and now he can make this TSA agent put his hands right up a guy's... Excuse me for saying it, Phil, because this is what's going on. Right up the crack of his rear end. And he has to do it. And the passenger thinks it's funny. And then he can turn around and say, I was sexually harassed. The guy tried to, do it to me.
877-876-PHIL. I've never heard of... I just don't think, you may say it's unconscious, but I just don't think it comes together quite like that. 877-876-PHIL, here is John in Greensboro, North Carolina. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Art Griego. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Now, my only concern is that, these TSA agents, I don't see why we have to tiptoe around what they want. It's a job. You wake up every morning and you know what you have to do. It's a security job. You're out there to help, America be safe. And I don't see what the problem is with, if you're going to pat down people or if you have to look at, overweight people through a scanner, it's a part of what you do. You don't sign up for anything else. You don't sign up for, to pat down beautiful women.
Right. It's a hope that you have. I can tell the gentleman, when I was doing security, you hoped, you might even... On a bad night, you might even be praying that when it comes to having to detain somebody and pat them down, you hope you got Dolly Parton, that's always the hope, but that's not the reality. The reality is that it's disgusting, and I just wish more air passengers recognize that. Are you do you fly frequently, sir?
Yes, I do. I actually fly internationally.
Well, it is a vile and foul job to have to, I'm not saying you, but I mean, it's just disgusting to have to touch these passengers. And then they think the TSA's getting their kicks, touching a guy's, I don't think so.
Well, where is the problem? America as a people are way too overweight? Or is it TSA agents that aren't getting paid enough to actually pat down some of these people? The problem doesn't lie whether the security is good or bad. It lies on what people want to do in this day and age. Well, we're tiptoeing around this. No, your job.
You're right. But I do believe the TSA agents need far more money than they're getting to do what they are forced to do, which is risk disease by, you know, having to put their hand. If you're putting your hand down, excuse me for saying,
but you can't wear rubber gloves.
Yes, you can. Yes, you do. And of course you do. But if you still, you're putting your hand down the back of a woman's pants, which you may think is pleasurable, not if she's got ringworm. And
oh God! All right, This is graphic.
How many unemployed Americans are in this country, and you're going to complain about this? No, there's so many people out there right now that would love to have this job. That would say, you know what? I would give it my all. And I wouldn't care.
There was a story today.
As long as I had the money to feed my family.
Yeah, you may have the money to feed your family, but guess what? You can't. There's not enough lava soap made to get the ringworm off of your hand that you just picked up.
All right, we understand that. Now, the story today that Art was going to mention, and John, I thank you very much for your call, 877-876-PHIL. The story today about a man whose urostomy bag was torn open by a TSA agent during a pat-down, humiliating the passenger. Oh, my God. Is that true?
I don't know. It sounds very phony. And
that is unbelievable. And the urine, apparently...
I'll tell you what it was. In my opinion, it was a passenger with a phony bag of urine that he smuggled on, and he wanted that TSA agent to break it open and douse somebody with that urine so the TSA agent would look like an ass. And that's exactly what happened.
That is about as funky a story as I've ever heard, man.
Oh, it's funky. It's completely funky. But if you're going to tell me that that guy really has a need for that bag?
But my understanding is this gentleman is a cancer survivor. As a matter of fact, I have the story, yes. He's a cancer survivor, and apparently he had bladder cancer. And so this poor man had to have this bag. I was absolutely humiliated, said Thomas D. Tom Sawyer of Lansing, Michigan.
Tom Sawyer, is that right? Was Huckleberry Finn, did he have a colostomy bag?
Well, so what are you telling me? It's made up?
Tom Sawyer? Come on!
The story is on MSNBC.
Well, what does that tell you?
Hold on for a minute. Mr. Sawyer is a bladder cancer survivor who now wears a urostomy bag, which collects his urine from a stoma or opening in his abdomen. I have to wear special clothes. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, this is phony baloney from the beginning to the end. Tom Sawyer. Yeah, Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn today were, stopped at what airport? Lansing International Airport, and Huckleberry Finn's colostomy bag spread.
Well, I think you're being cynical, and I think we have to take this at face value. And this is not the only place I heard it.
Hey, Phil, I got one for you. You know, it's costing $200 million a day for Obama to go to India. Did you hear about that? Spread the word.
I don't think.
No, it's costing $200 million a day. Spread the word.
All right, we'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL. I'm on the line here with Art Griego as we talk about the TSA, the pat-down procedures that have left a lot of people upset, but he says is also leaving the TSA upset, the TSA agents, because it is, quote, disgusting to have to frisk some of these people. And we'll get to the bottom of this poor man's urostomy bag episode. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with Art Griego about the TSA pat-downs, which have been widely criticized by passengers, defended by the president, sort of halfway defended by Robert Gibbs, which I thought was very interesting. Well, not really, but he said he was going to their reviewing.
Well, they're reviewing. You know, I don't think the president should back off. I think they should continue to do the pat-downs, and I think they should continue to do the body scans. But I don't for a minute believe. Have you ever frisked I don't think you have, Phil, but ask anyone that has frisked a super morbidly obese computer programmer from San Francisco. Because I have. I had to frisk a computer programmer from San Francisco the sight and the smell you will never forget. And I've heard police say that when you first smell a dead body, you never forget it. And I don't mean to be humorous, but I can tell you, when you frisk a morbidly obese computer programmer from San Francisco, you will never forget it as long as you live. And it will haunt you.
Okay, are you being dramatic here, man? You know,
I'm being dramatic because it is dramatic.
But she's basically saying is the TSA's got the harder lot in life, not the passengers, the TSA. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Luana in Nashville. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Luana, go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say, first of all, I am a pilot, private pilot, and I'm
yes,
a flight attendant with an airline.
Oh,
I go through security pretty much daily with commuting as well. And first of all, my understanding of the pat-downs, when the pat-downs first started, it was supposed to be under someone that you thought as a suspect who was doing unusual behaviors, or to basically use your training, and even though you can't call it profiling, you know, we all know that's what it is. And it's not supposed to be for three-year-old kids or things like that. I just think it's been taken too far, and that's what the American public or the public seems to be upset with. It doesn't make sense what they're doing. And
well, we can't profile people, Luana. You don't want to profile people, so you got to do it with everybody. Otherwise, if you only do it with certain people, then they're going to say, well, why are you doing it just with me and not that guy over there, see? So everybody has got to do it, and that means the TSA has to endure all of humanity in all of their various states of hygiene, and it's not pretty.
We all have to deal with that. The person sitting next to the person,
I beg to differ. You don't have to put your hand up the, you know what? You're a flight attendant, so you're ensuring the safety of the passengers, and whatever their needs may be that you can safely meet, you will do. You don't have to stick your hand in there, and I want to be a gentleman.
All right, we understand. Go ahead, Luana.
Well, I date a federal air marshal, told me about a flight just 2 days ago. A gentleman walked out of the bathroom on our flight. The whole, like, four rows that heard this. The man walked out of the bathroom, put his coat on the floor, proceeded to take his shoes off, put his shoes down. The flight attendant looked at him, and he told her that he basically did number two in his pants, and he left his underwear on the floor for her. No lie. Okay.
What?
Now,
wait a minute. Was he mentally Luana, this is
no,
Phil Hendry.
No.
Was this man mentally deranged?
There was some protection being withheld. I mean, he said, I was ready for it to be an older man, or no. This man was completely, not barely middle-aged, he said. This is a crew member, a friend of mine.
Well, okay, but I understand that. But the man that did this, I want to find out, was he mentally disturbed? Was he mentally disturbed?
No, he was.
Well, you'd have to be.
Well,
you wouldn't?
No.
Hold
on.
Art, will you please?
I can't. That does it. That does it. I, you know what I would do? I would go to a safe altitude, and I'd throw him out of the aircraft. I honestly would. And then I'd turn myself into the police when we land. I would turn myself in to the... Can you believe... Wouldn't you, Luana? I would ask the police, look, get down to a safe altitude, oxygen, so we're not on oxygen, open up a door, and throw him out, and make sure the last thing he heard was me laughing.
But who would take the underwear off the floor?
Oh, God. That is the most...
He left the crew member to pick up. And she said no. Gave him a bag, said they're yours. And he said, well, I want to throw them away. And she said, then you throw them away. But back to the pat-downs, our understanding was when the pat-downs started, they were with someone that's acting weird or strange.
Right, suspicious person. Right, I understand. And it seems that now with this one-year anniversary of the underwear bomber coming up, and I thank you very much, Luana, you know, people are nervous. TSA's nervous. Our air security's nervous. The president's nervous. It doesn't seem like passengers are, though. That's the interesting thing. Here is Phil in New York on WWRL. Phil, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Hendry, passengers are not nervous. You're right.
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Oh, all right. Listen, I was just trying to... My point is basically it just seems like this gentleman that you have on seems to be trying to debunk a lot of the American people's feelings as far as these machines go. These machines produce radiation, as everybody knows, which gets into people's bodies and does not disperse very easily. People do not want to be... It's also another version of invasion of privacy. It's not very fair to do to people, and this gentleman's taking it to a step. I understand where he's coming from as far as he doesn't enjoy his job, but listen...
No, I wouldn't.
If you don't enjoy your job, you quit.
I don't want to pat you down any more than you want to be patted down. You think I get my kicks doing that? And a TSA agent, you say, I was sexually harassed by a TSA agent. He would probably rather shoot himself than have to frisk you.
All right, easy. Yes, Phil.
You're the gentleman that keeps talking about enjoying it. I didn't say anything about you enjoying it. If you don't enjoy your job, you quit and get another one. It's very simple. I don't work at your house because I don't
want... I have to do it. You told me you don't want me patting you down, but you're telling me to quit my job if I don't pat you down?
What I'm saying is, you're talking about... You're talking about the opt-out. The opt-out is people don't want to use the machine.
What?
They want to get rid of the machine.
What?
And you
will
keep
you
talking
stop,
about
Art?
It's all about you. Excuse me?
Well, I can tell you, you're right, and yet you're wrong. That's the part that I can't... What part of you, what you just said do I disagree with? You're right about the fact that I should quit. You're wrong about the fact that I should quit. There.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
News Hour next with Robert and Bud. What an idiot.
Phil.
I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot.